This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mostly cloudy and 76 degrees at Pittsburgh International at 1 o'clock. I'm Paul Alexander. News brought to you by your local Western PA AAA Travel Office. Travel with someone you trust and by PJ Fitzpatrick with their famous lifetime warranty on materials and labor. Trust PJ.com. Police are investigating a fatal stabbing in North Braddock last night. It happened shortly after 9 p.m. in the 1100 block of 4th Street, where officers found a male victim suffering from a stab wound. The 38-year-old unidentified victim was transported to a local hospital where he later died. The Allegheny County Police Department is handling the investigation. So far, no arrests. Allegheny County Police are investigating after a body was discovered in Upper St. Clair today. Officials say the body was found in a wooded area in the 800 block of McMurray Road. So far, no word on an ID or the cause of death. Police arrested and charged an Apollo man after a victim escaped a kidnapping in Arnold. Police say the victim told them that 41-year-old Ryan Dunsworth dragged her out of her vehicle by her hair. Dunsworth drove her to a residence on Kenneth Avenue where the victim was able to escape and fled to the Arnold Police Station. Police observed a cut and some bleeding on the victim's forehead. Police have charged Dunsworth with kidnapping, robbery, obstructing emergency vehicles, simple assault, harassment, and stalking. Port Authority police are investigating a fight involving juveniles on a Pittsburgh Regional Transit bus. News Radio KDK's Tamira Rush has the details.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit says an investigation is underway after a video circulating online shows several juveniles involved in a physical altercation on a PRT bus. The footage appears to show multiple people yelling inside the bus before one person punches another, triggering a larger fight. Several individuals then move off the bus during the incident. In a statement to KDKA Radio, PRT says this type of behavior is not representative of the community and will not be tolerated. Officials emphasize that the safety of riders and operators remains the agency's top priority. PRT adds it will continue taking appropriate steps to ensure its vehicles remain safe spaces for everyone who relies on public transit. Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
Phase two of the NFL draft-related road closures are underway, as we hear from News Radio. KDK's David Balerado.
They're all along the North Shore, and as drivers are learning, the Parkway North ramp you take to get there, as Exit 1B closed last night.
Basically, there's nowhere to detour to all the local roads, Reedsdale Street, everywhere that ramp took you to is going to be closed.
PennDOT's Lori Musto. Those roads also include Casino Drive, North Shore Drive, Chuck Knoll Way, Tony Dorsett Drive, and the Reedsdale Underpass. Next Monday, the Parkway North HOV lane will also close to traffic as PRT will use it for its North Hills football flyer. Musto says some road closures initially set to go into effect next Wednesday will now happen Tuesday. Instead, they include both the north and southbound 65 ramps for the Fort Duquesne Bridge, the 10th Street bypass to the 279 Portal Bridge, the Liberty Avenue on and off ramps to the Fort Pitt Bridge, and the Allegheny Ridge Reedsdale ramps to the Fort Duquesne Bridge. David Ballarato, News Radio, KDKA.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 15 points, the Nasdaq up 145, the S&P 500 up 28 points. KDK Sports, Pirates open a 7-game homestand tonight when they host the Nationals in the first of a 4-game series. Paul Skeens will be on the bump for the Bucks. First pitch, 6:40. KDK Radio News Time, 103. Time to visit RomeMonuments.com. Life is a journey to remember. Memorialize that journey. RomeMonuments.com. Right now, cloudy and 76 degrees in Pittsburgh. Your AccuWeather forecast is next.
Man, these damn dogs, man. And I love our dog. Just these aggressive dogs, man. It got really hairy for a cop over the weekend. I want to get into this today. I want you to hear some of this sound. It's absolutely ridiculous what these cops go through. Cop's trying to do his damn job, man. And during a drug raid, and the dog attacks the cop. I mean, this could have been real bad. Cops get to this scene in the Knoxville neighborhood, and everybody starts running. The cops go after a man. They had an outstanding warrant. They chase him into a building. Dog goes after a cop, bites him several times. Cop kills the dog. It's ridiculous and dangerous as hell. And it's these damn dogs and these folks that don't give a damn about the dogs. And then it gets worse because then they find all these drugs and this cop ends up worried that he inhaled some of it because they get his powder and it's crazy. Listen to this stuff. Listen to this drama. Wow.
Copy. Pernelli has 1-4. I'm taking 2-3. We have it all covered. Suspect, a black male, short dress, black top, jeans. Felony warrant, suspect.
382-75.
Go ahead.
Give an overview for what you have for situational awareness for every person that's in that area.
Warrant, suspect. Fled into apartment. We're holding at the door right now. We have the other occupants that we believe live here exited. The warrant suspect holed up in apartment. We just need the perimeter covered.
8-2, I copy that. Just to confirm, we had eyes on him entering to that structure.
It's amazing.
375, that's affirmative. Foot pursuit into the apartment. Black male, short black dress, black hoodie, blue jeans. Probably, we just had somebody leave out the three side.
Someone left out the three side.
All right, we're going down, Rochelle.
It's amazing.
Cutting. 218. Close down.
Description of the suspect.
Suspect, black male, short dreads, black hoodie, jeans.
Yeah, this isn't going to be our actor.
Copy, not the actor.
380, serve me on duty.
Copy.
338, we saw a dog in accident. He was attacking us. We have one on the ground.
Copy.
82, to me.
Two.
Go again with that last time. Let's shot fired at a dog.
It's unbelievable.
On duty paid until we figure this out.
Copy.
Wow. This is what they go through every day in Pittsburgh. Wow. And then it gets ugly. As if it could. Listen to this. There were drugs involved. Listen. I mean, this is how difficult it is to be a cop, man. Listen to this.
All right, there's a narcotic complaint due. We're going to apply for a search warrant for the apartment. And one building.
Can you send a unit up here with a Narcan bag, please?
Base 3380. Do you want medics to respond and be on standby?
That's affirmative. I just found a bunch of suspected fentanyl, and I may or may not have breathed it in.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right now, new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $250 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $250 in bonus bets just for getting started. And when every possession matters in the playoffs, FanDuel makes it easy to get closer to the action. From player props on your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up, FanDuel puts player research right at your fingertips so you can check stats, trends, and matchups all in one place and make your picks with confidence. It's everything you need all in one app, so don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wow. I don't know where to begin with this. Mike Fisher, my boy, Scanner Mike, good afternoon again, sir. This is hairy stuff, sir. Very stressful, wasn't it? My God, Mike.
Wasn't exactly a great call. Good afternoon, Marty. Yeah, this wasn't exactly a great call.
You listened to the whole thing. How did this play out, man?
Initially, this call in the Knoxville neighborhood came in off a complaint from the alleged building owner. On arrival, police observed a warrant suspect. They made their presence known, and a whole bunch of people ran.
Yeah.
And we heard someone just completely non-affiliated just run. And they made an entry into the floor they're looking at. We don't know, at least from radio traffic, if this dog was released, if the dog was roaming around. But the dog reportedly charged an officer. A detective actually bit him. Another officer on scene fired upon the dog, killing it on scene. The person they're looking for was in custody. Then we get to the, it's a drug house, a drug apartment. So they peek around, they see some drugs. I guess the one guy must have kicked some drugs up in the air and just had a little bit of a panic because he may or, you know, so, you know, may or may not have breathed it in. You know, I just don't want to admit anything.
We could have died.
A little concerned.
If you inhale Narcan, my man.
We don't know.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. A lot of danger.
That was just, yeah, it also tells me that if they're raiding a drug apartment, they don't carry Narcan with them. So
excellent point.
A lot of things could have gone better that day.
And I can't determine, did someone's sick the dog on them or was the dog just there? Can you?
I have no idea. All of a sudden we heard shots fired on a dog.
Wow.
And then we heard screaming in the background and the suspect came out and they nabbed him.
And by the way, the officer's okay, so everybody knows regarding the Narcan and the fentanyl and all that. Wow. A lot of drama, brother. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
It's unbelievable. Best dog trainer in the world is listening to all of this go down. Paul Anthony, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Marty. How are you?
Well, tack dog, tacking a cop. Bad stuff, sir, is it not?
100%, and the police officers absolutely did their job by shooting that dog. Absolutely, 100%.
Help me with the math on this. Do they train the dogs to attack someone, or do the dogs just naturally, instinctively attack people like they did that little boy a week and a half ago?
Both. You can't imagine how many times I have been approached by people to train a personal protection dog for them. And I know that they're going to use these illegally to do something for the police or something like that. Yeah, absolutely, Marty. I mean, at least once a month, somebody calls me or stops by for that. In my 40 years of training, 7 personal protection dogs have I trained, and those were for executives. So.
But hooligans, punks, thugs, whatever you want to call them, they want you to train their attack dog. So if a cop comes up on them or someone else, they can say what? Sick them and they'll attack them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you'll even see on YouTube and TikTok and these idiots doing it themselves. And I look at it and it's a loaded gun. It's a very loaded gun. And we're not just talking about police officers, just like you know. We're talking about children. We're talking about other animals. We're talking about the whole gambit there.
You listen to that, man, that play out. That was harrowing, buddy. Frightening.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, these police are trying to do their job. They're serving a warrant. Now they're going, they're chasing a suspect. And now they have to deal with something else on top of that. You know, a dog that attacked them, and that dog attacking them is no different than somebody else attacking
them.
I mean, that dog caused injury to that police officer. And again, those police were 100% in the right for what they did.
I thought it was fascinating that they said it was an accident. They were protecting themselves, brother, best I could tell.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. The thing about it is when I saw it posted, how many people, and again, you have a dog that's attacking you, you need to do what you're going to do. But how many people said, oh, they should have did this and they should have did that. You know, everybody's second guessing the police officers until they put on a badge.
Right on.
And they did the absolute right thing.
How many times have you been asked to do this?
Oh, Marty, honest, it's once a month.
What?
It's literally once a month that we get a call to do this. I mean, and it's funny because these guys know that, I'm friends with local police and state and federal police officers.
Wow.
And, you know, they come to me because they see that we do some sport work and we do this and that. And absolutely no. And I know what you do and I know who you are. Don't come at me like I'm stupid.
They want to turn that dog into a weapon, sir.
100%, Marty. And again, you'll see it all over social media, and it's absolutely sickening to somebody like me and other dog trainers out there. It's sickening.
Wow. Dangerous as hell, brother.
Yes, absolutely, because these guys don't know how to deal with dogs or to work protection dogs. You know, they're out there selling drugs and doing this. It's amazing. I have one personal protection dog that we've trained, and once a week religiously, they come down and train with me. And these are two executives that do need it, but once a week religiously, they come down and train with their dog, and their dog is on point, and it's an amazing animal.
Paul Anthony, best dog trainer in the world. Thanks, brother. Appreciate your honesty.
Have a great day.
That audio was terrifying.
Mostly cloudy and 76 degrees at Pittsburgh International at 1:30. I'm Paul Alexander. A tense public feud has emerged between President Donald Trump and Pope Leo. Trump has criticized the American-born Pope as weak on crime and foreign policy, particularly regarding Iran. Pope Leo, in turn, has stated he has no fear of the Trump administration prioritizing message of peace and anti-war advocacy. Political analyst Lenny McAllister says he believes that the no-fear statement from the Pope has little to do with the Vatican's position, but instead...
It was to be a symbol to all people and to all Catholics, and perhaps to all Americans, to stand up and remember that any government, local, state, or federal, they are there to serve the people, and that they are still not bigger than God. And once you keep those facts in mind, there cannot be any fear moving forward.
Pope Leo stated he is not a politician and refused to debate, focusing instead on his spiritual duty to preach the gospel. It's almost draft time in Pittsburgh, 10 more days to be exact, and all the improvements being made to the city are nearly complete. Mayor Corey O'Connor says the best part for Pittsburghers is that we get to keep all those improvements long after the draft is gone.
We have a brand new Market Square. We have Arts Landing. You know, the Point, the Fountain was renovated. So all of those things that were built for the draft, we're going to have the benefits for years to come.
Mayor Corey O'Connor was Larry's guest on the Big K Morning Show. Weather permitting, crews will begin the next round of work on the I-79-910 interchange tomorrow in Wexford. We have more from News Radio KDK's David Balerado.
There will be flaggers on site as single-lane restrictions go into effect for about a day so crews can do things like line painting and relocating traffic signal heads. PennDOT's Steve Sneddon, speaking at the department's construction season preview, says the major work will begin in May when crews start putting in the girders for the flyover ramps that are being built.
Ramp D is the new ramp that's going to connect 910 to 79 northbound. Ramp C is going to connect 79 northbound to 910.
The girder placement is scheduled to have 6 overnight closures of 79, where drivers will get off on the existing ramp before getting back onto the interstate. David Balerado, News Radio, KDKA.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 26 points, the NASDAQ up 152, the S&P 500 up 30. KDK Radio News time is 1:32. Our next update is 2 o'clock. I'm Paul Alexander on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio, KDKA.
We start out the show at 10 o'clock with Tom. A video that we posted Friday went viral. Within an hour, there were 100,000 people had seen it. Within 5 hours, 500,000, and well over 1 million now. And so the word gets out. And the video is about 20 seconds. It's still on our social. And it shows a guy beating the crap out of another guy. That's just what it shows. So it looks like the guy beat the crap out of the other guy. And it looks like the guy to blame is the guy beating the crap out of the other guy. After this, there's a road rage incident. They pull over on the side of the road and just the melee begins. The man who everybody thinks was beating the crap out of the old guy in the video actually has a very different story to tell. And I wanted you to hear his story. His name is Tom. Listen, I had to get to the bottom of this because it's important. Because then I heard from folks in the initial high-speed chase, the crazy road rage, that the man who was taking the punches was the aggressor. That the man who was taking the punches went berserk on the guy who was hitting him. That the man threatened to kill him. That the man was half hammered. And now we see clearly. You got to listen to this story. From the man in the video who we thought was the villain. We're going to call him Tom. And he's joining us. Sir, how are you?
I've been better, but, you know, everything's going well, and God is good, and, you know, I just want to get the truth out there.
My man, this thing made you into a hell of a villain, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, and I can understand exactly why people are upset. And, you know, the video is upsetting to me, too. It's embarrassing. And but what people got to understand is it only captures a very small part of what happened.
First of all, I got to give you love, man, for having the courage to step up and say, stop. Yeah, that's me in the video. Yeah, that's me punching him. But, ... Because my man Tom, there was a lot more to this, isn't there, sir?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why I'm on here, and that's why I contacted you.
So the video is about 21 seconds. It shows you beating the crap out of an old guy. And then he's on the ground and shows you lifting your leg back to kick him in the head. And so everybody's like, arrest that SOB. What really happened, sir? Tell us the truth.
So I'm in the left lane approaching the Harmer exit on 28 northbound. I'm going, I'm not going to lie, I was speeding a little bit. Going around 75, 80, you know, keeping up with traffic. So to my right, there were cars that were pretty much going the same pace, and I was probably about a car length behind the car in front of me. And then behind me, there's probably about a mile-long gap, and this guy in this red car comes flying up going at least 100, and he's riding my bumper, tries to get over in the left lane on the shoulder on the left, and if you know that part of 28, the shoulder's only about 3 foot wide.
Oh, yeah.
So, naturally, I'm looking to get to the right so this guy can just get around me. But before I could get into the right lane, he pulled over into the right lane and then aggressively cut off my car.
Whoa.
Came to a complete stop.
Whoa.
Put his car in park. So I'm stuck behind him. I mean, I was so close to him, I couldn't even see his license plate by the time we came to a complete stop. So I'm afraid I'm going to get rear-ended. So I put my car in park. And as soon as I put my car in park, my doors automatically unlock. It's a safety feature or something, or a convenience feature. And before I could even think to, like, lock my doors or unbuckle my seatbelt, this guy's already at my door, and he rips it open. I still have his fingerprints all on the inside of my window.
What?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. He rips my door open and makes contact with his hands and fist on my face and my chest.
Oh, my.
So I unbuckle my seatbelt. I get out of the car, and then I start assessing the situation. I look behind me. There's a car pinning me in behind. And by the time I get to the back of the car, this guy's screaming, "Hey, I'm going to kill you.
Whoa!
I'm going to kill you." And that's all. He just kept saying that over and over. And I'm looking to my left, and I noticed that we're near a bridge. So I didn't know. I figured the guy could have been under the influence of something. I don't know 100%. I'm not here to speculate.
Yeah.
But I was afraid if I, you know, took action, he could have maybe fell over the bridge.
So wow.
That's why I pulled him towards the back of the car to incapacitate him. And all I was thinking about was protecting myself and my wife. Because who knows, you know, a guy comes out of his car in the middle of traffic. He's pretty bold. More than likely in PA, he might have a gun or a weapon. And I wasn't trying to find out. And it just happened so quick. And it's one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened in my life.
You thought he could shoot you. By the way, a couple of cops have said the
absolutely
same thing. If he had a gun, you're dead. You're dead.
Yeah.
So you started punching him.
Yeah.
And you continued to punch him. He falls on the ground.
Yeah.
And then
this podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right now, new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $250 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $250 in bonus bets just for getting started. And when every possession matters in the playoffs, FanDuel makes it easy to get closer to the action. From player props on your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up, FanDuel puts player research right at your fingertips so you can check stats, trends, and matchups all in one place and make your picks with confidence. It's everything you need, all in one app. So don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Kicked him in the head.
Yeah, sure did.
And he went unconscious.
Yep.
Is that assault in your book?
Well, from how it was explained to me by state police, because after he was knocked out, bystanders came out and they helped him up. He got in his car and took off
before the police came.
I stayed on scene and cooperated with law enforcement. And how law enforcement explained it to me, and I was completely unaware of this, is that PA is a standing your ground state. So if somebody engages in physical contact with you with their fist, you're allowed to return that physical contact with fist. It's considered proportional force. Now, if I was to pull out a bat or a tire iron and whack him over the head, assault.
Hey, man, I saw your wife.
As long as you're not the aggressor.
I saw your wife, poor thing, look panicked as she got out of the car. Poor thing.
Oh, she's angry. She's still angry about it. I've been sleeping on the couch since Thursday.
She's angry at you?
Yeah, because it's embarrassing. Everybody, you know, people know who I am. Tons of people seen that video. One of her coworkers drove right past when the guy was laying on the ground. You know, it's embarrassing. Like, if there's anything I could have done to stop this and know that I was going to be safe, I would have done absolutely anything else, but it happened so quick.
Takes a lot of honestly, a lot of courage for you to step up and go live like this. What made you do that? What made you reach out to me, sir?
Well, I just felt like the narrative was getting out of control and people didn't have the full story. I figured, based on what some of these people saw of me standing over this guy, that they were going to call the cops whether I stayed or not
right.
after he left. So I decided I'm just going to stay. I'm gonna go through the legal process, and I had nothing to hide or be ashamed of because, in my eyes, I was protecting myself and my family.
Were you concerned that they could charge both of you, sir?
If they do and they feel like that's the right thing to do, then I'll get a lawyer and I'll defend myself. But I'm gonna leave it in God's hands.
Man, it's a hell of a story. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
Good, man.
I was in a roadway incident. I pulled up to a guy and he said I was psychologically bothering him with sex and religion. I said, no, that's not true. But I have him KY jelly. They said,
something's wrong with that guy. And we dropped him. I did yard work all weekend. I want one person before we're done here to tell me they love doing yard work. 1-866-391-1020. 1. And the follow-up question would be, do you smoke weed while you're doing it? It's the worst. We have this big deck that gets covered in that goofy mold every year, that green crap. And then I'm deck man. I'm floor man overall in the house. Oh. Just to clean the deck took 3.5 hours. And you're covered in muck and goop and... I swear I sent my brother a note. Let me get it up here so I get it right. My brother Chris, who's the man. I sent him a note on Saturday morning saying today's deck day and how much I hate cleaning the deck with the power washer. And my brother said that he finds satisfaction in doing that. I said, my man, you can find all the satisfaction you want at my house if you're interested. He didn't show up. 3.5 hours. Then, because it's Pittsburgh, because we had lousy winter, it got real cold. There are big patches of grass. We have a big yard. That are dead, like it's just mud. And every year, same thing. You got to loosen up the soil. Then yesterday I put down some stupid fertilizer for the pH, whatever the hell that is. Come on. One person that says they love yard work. 1-866-391-1020. My brother literally said he finds satisfaction, great satisfaction in it. Oh. So then I put the fertilizer down. Then that has to set, of course. Then you got to buy all that, like 700 bags of topsoil. Then you have to lay seed down for the 900th time. You know what the biggest scam in the world is? The mulch. You buy this mulch. What that's for. There's another... $200. Literally 25 bags of it. Your back hurts. The yard looks good with that mulch for about 2 weeks until it rains. Then it's just brown crap on your yard. I'm told my brother Chris finds great satisfaction in that. I think he's full of crap. I am what you call type A lazy. I hate it. I mean, then you run into the random dog crap. Got to pick that up. And it's petrified. Does Bob like yard work? Is that why he's calling? Is he the one? Mm-hmm. Do you like yard work, young lady? She doesn't. She's honest. Patrick, do you?
Hell no.
Thank you. It sucks, right?
It does suck.
And you're yard man, house man, you're everything. He's very handy. I'm not. Go ahead, Bob. Go ahead and lie to us, Bob. Tell us you like that.
Well, I ain't going to be the one that says I love yard work, but I am telling a tip for you. If you did that pressure washer, you have that circular thing you attach to it, and it spins.
Yeah.
Your three-hour job would turn into probably 1 hour.
No, it's not true.
It's worth a $30 investment.
No, and it's baked on, man. It's baked on.
Oh, no. This stuff, it'll eat through there like a hot knife through butter. It's a simple attachment on the bottom of that pressure washer. You don't even get wet from it. There's the water underneath.
No. I'm done with him. Andy Aaron says no. I have to use the highest pressure in the most finite nozzle. That mold is like cement. Yard work sucks. And every year you just repeat it over. Let me think. Steve loves it. Steve, go ahead. Tell me you love it. Lie to me, man. Tell me you love it.
You know, Mark, you got me right on both hands. I do like doing yard work, and there is a little other weed keeping going on when I do it.
Oh, you smoke weed?
A little bit.
What's wrong with that?
I'll have a cigar and a bourbon or a beer in my tractor when I'm doing it.
All right.
You know, if I can do it on my terms, Marty, I'm fine.
I see what he's saying.
You know what happens?
No.
My wife gets involved. Just tell me what to do.
Yep, that happened.
Why am I cutting it? You know, why can't I help her with her beds and her flowers?
Exactly.
And I try to tell her, honey, that's your ball of wax. That's not mine. But under the right circumstance, now the deck's another thing, Marty. I do my own deck. It's horrible. You can't hire it out anymore. Kids
horrible.
Don't work in my neighborhood.
Horrible.
Kids don't work. They
no way.
Weed for me.
No way. 100%. And by the way, if you hire a landscaper, thousands of dollars. Patrick, right? Like thousands. Like a good landscaper?
Oh, it sure can be.
Woo! Lordy. I'm going to make t-shirts next year. Stay away from me. I'll punch you.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals. Free samples. Zero pressure. Right now, get up to 40% off site-wide. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whoa. Okay, this one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Wait. The T-Mobile one says families saved over $3,700 versus the other big guys in the past 5 years. And their experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. And a 5-year price guarantee? Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or?
I'm thinking high five.
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. Switch now at T-Mobile.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 among accounts with 3+ voice lines compared to AT&T and Verizon, excluding discounts, credits, and optional charges. See harrisx.com/T-Mobile. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.